This is Dr. Sivaraju. I've been asking for report on patient Robert Cossero, K-U-S-S-E-R-O-W, date of 5/27/1970. Indication of procedure was patient history of a T-junction polyp, which was patient had upper ultrasound with a polypectomy, as per nerve pathology was benign. This was in July 2022. Patient also has a decline in silica back to pylori. This is a follow-up. This is a follow-up endoscopy for that also. So we should come back to you on the procedure. Easy biopsy, instrumental opacity, used for a procedure, Pakistan, the patient, played up from chief. It's compared to cardiac path, our friends have used to pass the balloons. Then patient didn't do an audio noted, no also was noted. School of Antrim, Antrim had a mild to moderate gastritis. Biopsy was done the lower body stomach and the Antrim as for the culture of Helicobacter pylori. School was reinserted into the duodenum, and here in the bowel, but really my sort of a duodenal nodule was noted. Which was about multiple biopsy with any slug diagnosis. Could this be inflamed Bruner's gland, or could there be any new plastic changes? Or could full body by interim retroperitoneal lens as well as for cardiovascular portion body of the stomach has twofold appear to be moderate inflammation with thickening of the fold. Multiple biopsy with any slug diagnosis. Patient with history of Helicobacter pylori. With these thickening fold, multiple biopsy were taken to water. The patient have underlying maltoma, M-A-L-T-O-M-A. Score was strained by junction. I didn't see any recurrent G-junction nodule or polyp. Patient appeared to be having grade A esophagitis, with question short summary, bad biopsy were taken to start diagnosis. It was searching for sure personal complications. Finally, question short summary, bad biopsy were taken to start diagnosis. Number two, no evidence of recurrent G-junction nodule or polyp. Number three, grade A esophagitis, number four, proximal body stomach appeared as two-fold appeared as thickened and severely inflamed with erosion. Biopsy were taken as slug diagnosis. Patient with history of recurrent Helicobacter pylori. These biopsy were taken while patient have underlying maltoma, M-A-L-T-O-M-A, or any plastic changes. Number four, biopsy from the lower body of stomach and the antrum was done to rule out and sample culture for Helicobacter pylori infection. Number four, patient with gas duodenal nodule node in the duodenum. Biopsy will take a slag diagnosis, go on new plastic with inflammatory changes. Recommendation, away from the new duodenal nodule and away from the proximal body thickness of the gastric fold. Even if the biopsy comes benign, our recommendation is endoscopic ultrasound evaluation for those nodule and the proximal body stomach. And the patient can go back to Dr. Herbert Haas. For the endoscopy ultrasound and evaluation, possible ESV, the same place where we had the upper US done for his G-junction polyp/slash nodule. And number three, a short patient, away for the culture of the Helicobacter pylori positive, the patient was treated accordingly appropriately. Patient also followed with the infectious disease doctor for that. Number three, avoid NSAIDs. Number four, start patient protonics, 40 milligram per day. Lifestyle modification. Repeat upper endoscopy will be depending on the outcome of the upper endoscopy ultrasound. And rotation, please have a guard patient primary care provider, Dr. Dr. Rafael Pinero, and Dr. Padam Saturday. The procedure was July 17th, 2023, 5/17, 2023. Patient up next.